Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
We as marketers A/B test things to death. We work by deductive reasoning. We have a very scientific approach to doing things. But at the same time, I think it's a very universally a common problem among marketers to waste a lot of their time, resource, and energy in doing things that don't help us in our work of line. That's going to be the topic of our conversation today. This is me, Manish.
And this is Yag. I'm glad you brought up on this topic. This is pretty interesting from several viewpoints. If you look at it, you know, it's kind of thinking, when you say we are being very deductive and when we are very cautious and being scientific, are we also scientific enough in our spending? So that's the key question. And one way to think about it is, are we privileged enough or are we not? And when we have food on our plate, are we using it effectively?
Exactly.
So that's how I would like to look at
it. That's
right. So probably to just get started, one of the key points I wanted to start with is, do we put in money at the right places, right? So, for example, are no two companies in the same industry or even the same products work the same way. If one company is spending on Facebook ads, it's not necessary that it'll work for another company as well. For all you know, you might be ending up burning money for nothing but, just for the sake of vanity.
Exactly. Just for the sake of imitating your competition, for that matter, right? Just because LinkedIn ads or Facebook ads or Google ads are working for your competition doesn't mean it might also work for you. You might have to be very judicious about that kind of ad spending, right? That's one area that I think marketers waste their time and energy on. And the other thing that I can think of right on top of my head is, I think marketers like to test out a lot of tools to see what works. And in doing so, we end up, diversifying our attention to 10 different tools that might not make us very productive.
I have a slightly different perspective here. The thing is, marketers like to, as you said, they like to use the latest tools available. But at the same time, we don't want to log into 10 different tools on a daily basis.
Right.
So, just to tell the world that I am abreast with my technology, but it is very important for you to go ahead and think if that's, again, fitting your cause. For instance, if I'm promoting this podcast or my blog, LinkedIn could do as much well for me than actually going ahead and, doing some email campaigns or probably doing CPC ads on other sites and so on. But it's again, there's nothing sacrosanct, but give it a try, but make sure that you focus only on the right things and at the right time. And be very, very cautious about things.
Yeah, I know as a marketer, I definitely have, at any given point, 14 tabs opened in my browser. That's one thing. As marketers, we use software, SEO software, marketing automation software, CRM software, and a range of other software that we think are going to help us. Just like the quote says, a wealth of information creates a poverty of attention. We might end up not doing anything at all. So that's another area. What other things that you can think of?
Yeah. To me, the fundamental aspect is looking at this from a totally different standpoint, right? Think of it whether you are a bootstrapped company or a funded company. Mm-hmm. That's the angle I would generally come at. For instance, when you have limited resources to spend on, you become a little more conscious of what you're spending on. You also tend to be very, very
You might thoughtful. Not even have the spending budget for that matter.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So you find innovative and creative ways to spend on the right things. In fact, it has happened to me a lot of times in the last 10 years, given that I've been a startup guy always. right? So we find out ways to how quickly and how easily we can get PR, how can we get leads and all of that. And whereas I've also worked in some of the funded companies, mm-hmm. and there I'm sometimes very surprised by the splurge of money in certain areas where I would think I would have never done that if it was my company.
Exactly. I think you can't throw money at your problems to solve your problems, right? You have to be very judicious about it. And like you said, constraints breeds creativity. If you know, it can sometimes be a blessing in disguise if you don't have a lot of marketing and ad budget, because it makes you industrious enough to come up with ideas that will work for you.
Sometimes it's also about data, right? So for example, if you're using 10 different tools and you have data coming from all directions, it is going to cause more confusion than can give you clarity.
Yeah, yeah, true. The other area that I can think of that is usually a resource hog or a waste of attention and energy for marketers are everybody that I, you know, I talk to around me is always up to doing a new course or certification just for the sake of it. They are looking to upskill their marketing acumen, marketing abilities. And to be honest, I think most of them don't even complete the courses. I don't know what's your take on this, Yag.
Right, so Coursera...
I'm guilty as charged.
Yeah, Coursera, Udemy, you name it. You know, there are tons and tons of... courses that are incomplete when I look at
same
mine.
Here. Yeah.
And if you look at it, you know, it's the same case when I look at my Kindle. It's the same case when I look at the number of podcasts that I've subscribed to and all of that. And it goes with a lot of people as well, right? So we pick up something because we are interested or somebody says something about it. But thereafter, it's very, very, you know, it's very important to stick. And ultimately, you will stick to only the things that are important to you and super critical to you.
Absolutely. I think one way to overcome this problem of, you know, keeping a tab of a lot of things in your life, I think it's a principle that applies to your life as well, a problem that applies to your life in general. One way to circumnavigate this is to identify what are the best resources that will help you, you know, grow as a professional. And then maybe... reread or go through the same courses again to deepen your knowledge instead of trying to do 10 different things that might end up taking you nowhere, right?
In fact, this nicely also ties up with the whole of the ABM ideology in itself, right?
Absolutely.
So if instead of looking at a lot of products or a lot of prospects as your customers, if you know that these are the kind of customer profiles that you want to go after, these are the kind of companies that you want to go after because you relate to them and resonate to them with the most. I think that's why I love this topic, right? So it gives you a direct correlation. You talk to people. It's all about the one-on-one thing. It's all about the thing that connects with you. And it's all about the thing that adds meaning to your life.
And you know what's better than going through 10 different courses? I think it's applying what you already know and gaining practical knowledge instead of getting theoretical knowledge that you might never end up applying, right? On the similar line, I think talking to like-minded marketers, reading relevant blogs instead of going through a course, entire course. I think these are some of the hacks that you can apply instead of, you know, going through certifications that will just look good on your LinkedIn bio, but might not actually upskill you.
Right. And one of the key aspects or key ways to shortlist the kind of things that you want to be focused on is to keep away anything and everything that is driving you towards a vanity metric.
Absolutely.
So it's not about the number of books on your Kindle. It's not about the number of visits onto your website. It's also not about the kind of traffic that you're driving. But ultimately, it boils down to, you know, what happens out of that. What is the takeaway that you've taken from a book, or how much of the people that have come to your website have really converted? So ultimately, you know, this in many ways boils down to something called revenue marketing, right? So in so many ways, if you look at it, revenue marketing basically stands for anything and everything that contributes to building revenue to an organization, anything and everything that ties to your CRO. So there are certain things that you can measure, and if you can map those things to what you can measure and drive towards an outcome, and that takes you somewhere, then that makes a lot of sense to invest your time, resources, and energy upon.
Right. Moving on, I think the other ultimate resource of money waste for marketers is, you know, buying leads.
Tell me about it.
It's the lamest, laziest marketing thing that you can do in today's day and age when you have so many other ways to go about it, especially if you can do it organically.
Right. Even in terms of buying these leads, if that's what you're talking about, right? So buying these leads or buying these lists, it's in so many ways also unethical, because you can never be sure that if these are double opted or opted in and all of those things.
Exactly.
And given the kind of GDPR and CCPA kind of regulations that are active, if you're going to make a slight mistake, it's going to cost your company.
Yeah, it might come back and, hurt your business.
Bite you in the places that you might not be comfortable with.
Right. And just to keep things in perspective, you know, as a marketer, you have one job, that is to generate leads. And if you can't do it with diligence and with the industriousness of being a marketer, you fail at being a marketer, right? And if you imagine David Ogilvy, one of the legendary marketers that ever lived, he didn't have all the tools and techniques and principles that we have as marketers today. And we still swear by his principles and his ideas. That way, I think we are at a much privileged time to do a lot of creative things, and we don't necessarily have to buy cheap hacks and, you know, leads, buying leads from unsolicited parties.
Right. At least I would say don't do things that are not ethical.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So at this, we would like to close this episode, but we would request you to come back and add, if you have seen a lot of places where people spend a lot of money which is unnecessary, or if you think there are certain ways that we can do things better, or we can be far more relatable to our audience, then we would love to hear that from you.
Yeah, talk about the most common sources of money and time that you waste as a marketer. We would love to hear that from you, and maybe that will help each other learn of where we can save our time and attention.
Right. So we look forward to you adding to that list. And with that, we come to the close of this episode. This is bye from me, Yag.
And this is me, Manish. Take care.
Bye-bye.